Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18. Come now, let's settle this, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. If you want to know what God is like when he's in a rage, read through this first chapter of Isaiah. He was fuming. He simply couldn't believe that anyone could treat him like this. After all he'd done for his people, it was as though they now didn't even recognize his existence. God pointed out that even an ox or a donkey know who their owner is, but Israel didn't seem to have a clue who their master was. The country was lying in ruins, and beautiful Jerusalem had been abandoned. The situation was disastrous, and yet, amazingly, the people continued with their religious practices. However, God was repelled by their worship, because he knew that it didn't come from their heart. He asked them to stop making their sacrifices and offering their meaningless gifts, and assured them that when they prayed, he would refuse to listen. We spend so much of our time thinking of God's love, generosity, and kindness that it's hard to think of him being so cross. It would have been understandable if the chapter had concluded by saying that it was game over and God wanted nothing more to do with them, but it doesn't. Instead, God invited them to sort things out, which would affect every part of their lives. They certainly needed to confess their sins and turn away from them, but they also needed to, quote, seek justice, help the oppressed, defend the cause of orphans, and fight for the rights of widows. This passage in Isaiah is a good challenge for all of us. God does love our worship and praise, but only when it's offered by people whose whole lives are committed to living for him 24/7. God will be looking at the way in which we care for the poor and the marginalized in our communities in order to work out the reality of our worship. So let me ask you a question. In what ways do you reach out to the needy members of your own community? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you don't give up on us when we fail you. Help us to be the people you want us to be throughout the whole week. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today. God bless you.